This is GQDN for Friday, December 8th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. They're good, people. I highly recommend them. Go to the checkout line once you get your drink mixes and put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. It is the holidays, you know. Buy patreon.com/thegroupquest. You might want to do that because we're going to have a recording on Sunday on patreon.com/thegroupquest. So if you become a Patreon, you get to see what we're recording. And buy stackup.org. They give good gifts, especially in the shop. Good stuff. In today's news, well, come on, it's all about the Game Awards. Not all of it. But we begin today with an article that was actually out on November 30th. I had to look this up because I keep hearing it about it over a couple different podcasts. And that is via Kotaku that Blizzard is looking, well, not looking, but they're wondering if you're going to pay $100 for a Diablo 4 DLC. Yes, you heard me right. So, all the way back in June, Diablo 4 did launch and had very positive reviews to it. Hey, I liked it too. The first season wasn't well received at all, but the second season was better received than the first season. After that, BlizzCon, if you remember, did say that Diablo 4 will have an expansion to it, and that'll be the Vessel of Hatred, and that'll be launching late next year, probably around December, but I digress. So, Blizzard was doing some testing mid-November, and this was spotted by VG247, and they spotted on YouTube Beliora News, and he showed on his YouTube channel a sheet, and it was a survey. The survey had some price points to it, $50, $70, $80, and $100, and that would include the expansion, but it'll also have some different goodies to it, along with some currencies. Now, Kotaku did give an example, and they said the $100 package would have hero skins for all the classes, and a non-horse mount with some features to it, along with some in-game premium currency, and also a pair of wings, cosmetic wings. See, this is what Blizzard is thinking about. And according to the article, they are looking on how to monetize the game. Now, they also did say that it would also be noted that the survey didn't have any state about the Vessel of Hatred expansion, but with what was leaked for the survey, would have their thought processes behind the next set of expansions for Diablo, but not just Diablo. So we shall see what happens there. And I have no doubt that that will be in the Group Quest podcast tomorrow. So will this. What happened last night? It was the Game Awards. First, we'll go over the winners via IGN. And I gotta go to the bottom of the page because they always want to put the biggest winner at the top. So, the Player's Voice Awards, which is the ones we got the vote on, was Baldur's Gate 3. The best adaptation was The Last of Us. That is the games going to TVs or movies or anime. And The Last of Us took that award. Most anticipated game, it's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Best esports team was JD Gaming. Congratulations to them. The best esports game was Valorant. Congratulations to them. The best esports event was the League of Legends, the 2023 League of Legends World Championship. Congratulations to League of Legends. The best esports coach was Christine Potter Chi. Well done, my dear. The best esports athlete was Faker. Kind of knew that all along. Congratulations, Faker. Content creator of the year was Iron Mouse. Well done, my dear. Best multiplayer game, Baldur's Gate 3. I better practice that one. The best sim strategy game, Pikmin 4. Best sports slash racing game was Forza Motorsports. Congratulations to you guys. Best family game, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Well done. Best fighter game, Street Fighter 6. Congratulations to you. Best RPG, Baldur's Gate 3. Congratulations again. Best Action Adventure Game, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Congratulations to you. Best Action Game, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon. Congratulations to you. Innovation and Accessibility, Forza Motorsport. Congratulations, Xbox. Best VR AR Game, Resident Evil Village. Congratulations to you. Remake, just poking. Best Community Support, Baldur's Gate 3. Best Mobile Game, Honkai Star Rail. Congratulations to both. Best Debut Indie Game, Cocoon. Congratulations, Cocoon. Best Indie Game, Sea of Stars. Congratulations to Sea of Stars. Best Ongoing Game, Cyberpunk 2077. Well done, Cyberpunk. Games for Impact, Chia. Congratulations to you. Best Performance, Neil Nuban, Baldur's Gate 3. Congratulations to you, Neil. Best Audio Design, Hi-Fi Rush. Sorry, words are hard. Congratulations, Hi-Fi. Best Score / Music, Final Fantasy 16. Well done to you, Final Fantasy. Best Art Design, Alan Wake 2. Well done, Alan Wake. Best Narrative, Alan Wake 2. Alan Wake, well done. Best Game Direction, Alan Wake 2. Once again, well done. And Game of the Year was Baldur's Gate 3. Well done to Baldur's Gate. So Baldur's Gate got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They got 5 awards. And if I'm right, Alan Wake 2 was in second place with 3 wins itself. So to everybody that won, once again, congratulations. Well done. You deserve it. Now for the games that was announced. Thanks, Swift Energy, because I need some energy to get through this list. Because Polygon does give this one. There's some remakes in here. There's some new games in here. Lots of stuff. That includes Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons remake. Pony Island 2, Panda Circus. That's from the Inscription creator, Daniel Mullins. Rise of the Golden Idol was announced. Usual June, The Odd Gentleman did reveal. Harmonium, the musical. So yes, deaf people have a game now. Pretty cool. Windblown from the Dead Cells devs. Thumper did reveal a new game called Thrasher. So Thrasher is announced. Some games are coming out very soon too, like Dave the Diver. And it is called Dredge. So it's a DLC and it is free, if I remember correctly, to those who want it. To those who have Dave the Diver. The World of Goo 2. Metaphor. Revenzio. Exodus. What else is coming out next week? God of War Ragnarok. Free DLC. Valhalla. So if you have God of War, you get Valhalla for free. And Big House says it's time for a new game called Big Walk. A new trailer for Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, was shown as well. Hellblade Senua's Saga trailer was also shown as well for the first trailer. Kamuri also had a trailer as well. No More Rest for the Wicked was also had a trailer. And Sega said, we're just going to drop a few games all in one trailer. And that is Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Crazy Taxi. Dragon Ball Sparking Zero was also announced. The casting of Frank Stone was also announced. Visions of Mana via Square Enix was also announced. The Rise of Ronin, along with a release date of March 22nd, 2024, was announced. And Kojima did show up, and he showed off OD, type of a horror game. But about right after that, he showed off Jurassic Park. Survival. Time to run from dinosaurs. Black Myth Wukong also had a trailer to it. And we also saw the Suicide Squad's new trailer. Interesting, interesting. Whispers in the Walls via Warframe is coming next week. And Assassin's Creed's Origins, Bayek, did have his own game studio. And he is releasing a game called Tales of Kanzera. Zao, Lost Records, all from the Life of Strange team, coming late next year. The First Berserker Kazan And of course, they revealed the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth theme song at the Game Awards. But they also said that Apex Legends and Final Fantasy will be coming into one. So you're going to see some Final Fantasy characters from Final Fantasy VII Rebirth over in Apex Legends starting January 9th. Honkai Star Rail Next Destination was also shown. Skull and Bones has a release date, and that was announced. Arcane Lion, it made a Blade game. That's right, Blade. And that is going to be coming within the next couple of years. And yes, Twisted Metal Season 2 was announced. Can't wait. And Lightspeed LA did announce The Last Sentinel. We'll see when that one comes out. The First Descendant will be released next summer. Tentatively, of course. All the announcements are tentative, except for the ones that are coming within a week. Hoyaverse did show the Senless Zone Zero trailer, and that's coming in 2024. The Den of Wolves did show up there as well. That's a trailer as well. Exoborn, Master of the Apocalypse. Master of the Apocalypse, yeah, whatever. Did show a trailer there as well. All for you Xbox people. And of course, Fallout did show its new TV footage. And that's going to be on Prime, if I'm not mistaken. And Hello Games did show Light No Fire. So that's from the content creators of No Man's Sky. We'll see what they've learned. And also, there's a new Stormgate trailer from Frost Giant, the former Blizzard developers. And there's Elephant Valentine. That's a new PvP game that's going to go 1v1 and 3v3. They also showed Final Fantasy XVI's DLC trailer, and The Rising Tide will be there in 2024. And there's also a game called The Finals coming to PlayStation, and is on sale today from Embark Studios. They also said that Baldur's Gate 3 is now out on Xbox, but the last one that they shown was via Capcom, and they showed Monster Hunter Wilds, open world, by the looks of it. We could be wrong. We will all find out when it comes out in 2025. All excellent releases. But there was a bit of controversy that was at the Game Awards. In fact, Eurogamer pointed that out this morning, because they did ask the question, or they did say that the Game Awards may never represent the industry in the way that it needs. So here's what happened last night. Baldur's Gate 3 won Game of the Year. And while time was short for the Game Awards, the head developer of Baldur's Gate 3 wanted to acknowledge the people that were lost, that had perished during the making of the game on his team. And they did lose a couple people, but they were told to cut it short. So in turn, there was an open letter. And here's what some of the developers did write. Quote, "You didn't choose us as symbols of what the game industry currently is, but of what it could be. A diverse, inclusive, and caring workplace. A positive force in the world that can influence billions of people. We want to sincerely thank you for the trust you extended when nominating us. Like many of our peers, we are appalled by the war crimes and Palestine people are victims of, and we grieve the loss of many civilian lives. Adding to that pain is the knowledge that our industry is playing a role in this." Yet when Meghna Jatha wanted to address that in her speech at the Golden Joystick Awards last year, she was urged to keep silent. "With the current state of the game industry, silence is a message. Silence is a tactic support. Silence is dehumanization of Palestinian lives." Now, with that said, Javier Cordero did say up on X, quote, "If I won the Game of the Year and was dedicating the award to a member of my team who had died during the development and saw the words of please wrap it up, I'd be effing pissed. The Game Awards." In fact, he went on to retweet an article that did call the Game Awards, quote, "a fraud. It is very easy to ignore them, and everybody should do so from here on out." That was from Clay Murphy, who was the principal writer at Control and Alan Wake 2, developer Remedy. In fact, Stephen Ford did post a picture of what was up on the screen, where the acceptees could actually see how much time that they have, which is a prompter. And he said, quote, "The Game Awards celebrate all the amazing devs who, despite facing massive layoffs during a time of record profits, created some of the most iconic video games of all time for millions of people to enjoy." Also, the Game Awards has showed a picture of the prompter saying, "Please wrap it up." So that was the major controversy there. There was a little bit more that went to that. Well, maybe not to that particular controversy, because GamesRadar.com did say that Spider-Man 2 didn't win anything. And the fans think that's because the sequel played things too safe. Now, Spider-Man 2 was nominated for seven categories, including Game of the Year, Best Game Direction, Best Performance, so on and so forth. And they didn't win anything. So some of the fans went to Twitter. Joe_Aku, or X, did write, quote, "This isn't fair. It's a great game and deserves an award." Siphon Filthy also said on X, "I just finished the game. It should have won something." SevyMB basically said that the fact that they didn't get anything was, quote, "an absolute robbery." And even over on the Spider-Man subreddit, Basil did say, quote, "This is absolutely devastating." He was also saying that, quote, "it should have won something." A lot of negativity. Let's switch this over to something positive. Because what's over on Xbox, via the Xbox Wire, we got some games that are on sale. And they're coming to Xbox on December the 11th. And they are The Cards We Dealt, $10. Dungeons of Sundaria, $15. How Well, free. Aztec Tiki Talisman, $5.50. Cookie Cutter, free. Hardcore Mecha, $20. Raku Venture, free. Rising Duck, $10. Astronauts Agency 2, Pandora Box, free. Voltron Cool Box, free. Criminal Expert, free. Emergency Call the Attack Squad, free. Everdream Valley, free. Herlilun, free. When they say get it now, I'm assuming it's free. Metro Quester, free. Trinity Fusion Pre-Order Bundle, $20. And Yuletide Legends, Who Framed Santa Claus, full game, free. It comes out December 15th. Most of the games come out December 15th. Some come out December 14th, others come out 13th and 12th. But who hit the top spot in PlayStation? This is all via like last month, November downloads. And the top spot was basically Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, both in US and EU, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4 US, but PlayStation 4 EU is EA Sports FC 24. Top VR games, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2, Retribution, both US and EU. Beat Saber took second place for both of those. PlayStation VR was Creed Rise to Glory and Batman Arkham VR. Free to play list, top 3, both Canada and EU, Fortnite, Roblox, and Call of Duty Warzone. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, we're going to go over a lot of what we talked about today. A lot. And like I said, become a Patreon at patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. $5 level, you will be able to watch us live on Sunday. So is the plan. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m. Get there. Go play some games, people.